Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to try to blast through 10 more calls, 1-800-259-9231. Then I have five audio clips, probably 15 incredible top news stories I haven't gotten to. Who's up first here out of all these calls? John in California, then Jacob, Michael, Lucas, and others. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Great job. Listen, I just wanted to make a couple quick comments and then a question regards that Ed Failer guy who called in, that Will guy. You know, they don't even mention, they keep on trying to gloss over the lie that Thompson wasn't even a declared candidate before, and they invited him to talk. So just another member of the NWO.
Now, I can't believe somebody called in defending the exclusion of Ron Paul from the debate and claiming that we're making it up that he's been excluded. That's like saying amnesty doesn't exist.
Sure.
I mean, it's just their tactic. Oh, we're not doing that.
That's right. Deny, deny, deny. You know, that's what a thug will do. They'll deny until the second they're behind bars, and then once they're out from behind bars, they'll deny it again. So one thing, though, you might be a little bit mistaken on with that public officer that was threatening you and violating a public trust by doing so. You need to expose him. You really do. You need to expose his name, his public badge number. That's the only thing that's going to keep him from doing it in the future, and that's the only thing that's going to allow people to keep track of him as he tries to become a politico later in life.
You know, you're probably right. I just have gotten to the point where I've realized that we can actually, especially locally in Austin, we can crush people. And I don't take pleasure in crushing people. And I've analyzed the guy. He is a liar.
Yeah, it's not an issue of crushing people. I mean, they're adults. They've already made
the decision. But if I attack him, it will. Who knows? They may actually promote him, though. It either crushes them or they promote them for being evil.
That's true. Listen, I want to make a comment, and I want you to comment on it. You know, we've kind of lost 6 years remonstrating with power, and the only thing that they ever respect is direct action back. I'm just wondering, I mean, you keep on talking about these sub-orders from the New World Order and not really talking about the big power that's behind it, and you're pretty well-read, so I'm pretty sure you've read the stuff by Avro Manhattan. I mean, do you put any credence behind that information? It seems that a lot of people in the states are being attacked are Protestant or Protestant Christians.
Well, I mean, you see Tony Blair becoming a Catholic so he can later be EU
yep.
chief,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, there's no debate that the Catholic Church is evil now. Then people want to debate how long it's been evil or what. I mean, the point is it doesn't matter. We know that the Pope's calling for one world government. The last Pope called for it. And we know that definitely the Vatican's part of the world power structure. Everybody obsesses over who's the most powerful, the Vatican, Israel, the British. It's all the same club, man. And so, I mean, that's what I've found. And so I think the Patriot Movement spends about half its energy debating who the most powerful people in the New World Order are. And, I mean, we're here exposing them. We don't pull punches on Ratzinger or on Rothschild or Rockefeller or Queen Beatrix or any of these people. They're all on the same team. They've combined forces against the people. And then you see Protestant leaders calling for amnesty and saying worship Israel. I mean, it's all pretty much the same crew. And so I just don't think that a lot of people have their heritage. And so I'm not going to just sit here and attack people's heritage when it does nothing politically in this fight. I'm just trying to go, hey, we don't want a North American Union. We don't want gun control. We don't want, and plus a lot of the Jew bashers, it's a religion. I know that's New World Order control, the extreme branch of that, just as much as the Jewish groups are, the Zionist groups. And I know that also some of the folks that say everything's a Catholic conspiracy have lied about me and said a lot of things about me that aren't true. Some of the big leaders of the Catholics run everything movement. And so that kind of scares you away from something if the leaders of it are a pack of liars. I mean, they just make stuff up, man. And so, I mean, with me, there's nothing hidden. With me, what you get is what you got. I mean, it's Alex Jones doesn't pull punches. I'm right here. And so it becomes a non-issue. The Catholic Church is a giant branch of the New World Order. There is no debating it. I mean, no Catholic will deny that. They know that the Pope said all the religions are the same and called for one world government. Doesn't get any worse than that.
It
each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Clip of MIT engineer Jeff King talking about the controlled demolition of the towers. There are now literally close to 400, I know it was close to 400 a few months ago when I counted it up, engineers with engineering, structural engineering, electrical engineering, all sorts of different engineering degrees, not just physicists and others, saying it's a total controlled demolition. The video is up on PrisonPlanet.com, but we're going to play the audio of it. Also, I'm not going to play the Ron Paul on the technology show. It's 8 minutes long. He's defending net neutrality, defending internet freedom. The caller who saw that was confused. It's like Ron Paul 2 years ago. The NRA member gave him a bad mark for Second Amendment because he wouldn't go for a handgun liability protection bill because it had gun registration in it. So they added gun control onto it as riders, so he said no, then the NRA came in and said he's anti-gun and gave him a bad mark. When we were trying to beat a bunch of gun laws in Texas in 2000, folks, the NRA came out and lobbied against us. I was there with the NRA lobbyist. Okay, I've watched it happen. They helped pass the 68 Gun Control Act. They helped pass the thing 2 weeks ago, which federalizes everything. And then now, if you've ever had any type of mental problem, even if it was something where they told you, you'll get better tuition if you sign up for this, or you'll get, they got all these hundreds of new designations. No guns. Incredible funding to now integrate all the databases. Horrible news. One step closer to gun confiscation, bigger than the 68 Gun Control Act. And Ron Paul voted against that, too. So, see, they also play games with things. And that's basically what the reporter does. Yeah, Ron Paul's voted against things that are, you know, called net neutrality bills. But they're not that. It's like Bush saying this is an amnesty, but it is. I have studied his votes. The John Birch Society studied his votes. Anybody can study his votes. He's got a perfect voting record. Perfect. It's perfect if you're a constitutionalist, a libertarian, a paleoconservative. And so there's a lot of games being played. I don't have time to play. Go to Ron Paul's own website if you want to watch it. Caller called about earlier, and I said I'd play it. We just don't have time. Let's go ahead. Who's up next? I'm going to move quick here. Jacob in Nevada. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for waking everybody up.
Sure. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to talk about a book that's on the Ron Paul reading list to Trader Giuliani. It's called Imperial Hubris by Michael Schur, who was...
that's the CIA guy, and it kind of puts out the whitewash that we cause terrorism, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. Basically, that book has three main points. One of them being the U.S. influence in the Middle East, support of Israel, is basically the cause of all the terrorist attacks and stuff like that.
Well, it stimulates all the real asymmetrical military attacks that we're under, yes, that are called terrorism.
Yeah, the other two things are he pretty much trashes the administration, the high-level CIA for handling of Afghanistan and Iraq. And then he also paints bin Laden as like a mythical figure in Islam, and talks about, you know, a huge internet following, all this stuff. So I was just kind of curious what your take is, if you're, you know,
yeah, I've read
the
book,
familiar with the book.
I've read the book, and it's 98% bull, and I appreciate your call. What is Ron Paul doing there? It's one of the few things you can actually criticize him on, but I understand why he's doing it. He's playing their game, okay? And I'm not going to get into what I've talked about with Ron Paul privately, or when he on air has said clearly our government stages terror events and has staged them and may stage them. We've got articles up with the text and the audio. So Ron Paul knows. You heard his campaign manager yesterday say, the stuff you talk about is true. There is a conspiracy. So Ron Paul's on board, okay? He knows what's going on. But when he knows that when Giuliani attacks him on being soft on terror, that he can point towards not the 9/11 attack so much as what he's saying that's true is P2OG, the Pentagon, wants this. They admit the whole office of P2OG, $6.2 billion funding a year, goes out and kills, it says, innocent family members of Muslims to make Arab men join resistance groups to widen conflicts for destabilization of the Middle East and Central Asia. The defense contractors have got to have an excuse to move forces in there and sell weapon systems. And they found Arabs are firecrackers and are ready to go get in a fight. They got a lot of heart, folks. They may not be the best at until they get trained, you know, with, can't blame them. They weren't brought up. A lot of them weren't brought up with guns. I get off of the old joke in the Army. Thank God they can't aim a rifle. But they're learning how to aim rifles now. So they just go over there and stir up the hornet's nest to feed some more our young men into so they can come back and learn how to run checkpoints and arrest families so they can come back here and do that. And that's really what it's all about. And so, yes, it's true that the invasion and the occupation is stimulating military resistance, which is called terrorism. And so that part of what the CIA writer, the expert on bin Laden, says is true. And when Ron Paul says that, it's true. But the rest of the book generally, which I sped read, stuff like that I just scanned through, is it's not worth the paper it's written on. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Peter in Canada. You're on the air.
Alex.
Hi.
Hi. Two quick things. You've mentioned in the past before how in Arkansas, back when Clinton was governor, there was a body that was actually recovered from the landfill that had all the limbs and its head completely decapitated and was ruled a suicide.
Yeah, I think that was one of the private detectives on Clinton. I forget all the names. It's in, there's three videos. There's the Clinton Chronicles 2, then there's one other. I can't remember the name. This is like stuff I was putting on local access TV in the late 1990s. But, yeah, no, I've interviewed former Arkansas State Police. I've interviewed locals. I've interviewed the guy that got tortured. I forget his name, too. The two state police came over and tortured him almost to death. He's now in a wheelchair. Because remember, he videotaped Jennifer Flowers, her apartment, when Clinton went in. Yes, There were several bodies that had the arms and legs cut off, but in one case they cut arms, legs, head off, put them in a plastic bag, poured gasoline on it in a landfill. I forget who that was. And then
that was like Houdini.
Yeah, and I mean, you'd have to go watch those videos and pull that out. When stuff starts getting that old sometimes, my memory's not what it used to be. But somebody can probably call in and get in and tell us some of those names. It wasn't just one person. They ruled it suicide with the kids on the tracks that had been stabbed and tortured and been cut up, too. So, I mean, they just do it over and over again.
Yeah, I take it that ruling was compliments of Fannie Malik.
Malik, who was the local examiner there in MENA with all the murders. But there were other cases where they'd, like, shoot up a car and there'd be, I forget, it was something like 100 bullet holes or something, you know, all over the car where they just machine gun the whole, you know, and the local cop, and they, or another local cop, they poisoned him with anthrax, weaponized anthrax.
Hmm.
I mean that was in the news. We have the newscast.
It's ridiculous. Oh, quickly, the other thing. You know how you've mentioned that when you've gone out to Hollywood and you've talked to some heavies out there and they know about New World Order and 9/11, but for obvious reasons they're afraid to go public. What are the chances of getting some of these people to, at the very least, say, give Ron Paul's campaign a little, you know, much-needed exposure? And
yeah, it'd be nice if they did it. I appreciate your call. I mean, I don't even know if Ron Paul wants Hollywood people's endorsement. I don't think he cares. I mean, the only reason Hollywood endorsements are good is because it gets a lot of attention to a subject. People say, well, what does their opinion matter? Well, they're a citizen, too. Some of them have dumb opinions, like Cameron Diaz with her mouth stuff, but Charlie Sheen's a smart guy. Despite, you know, the stereotypes, very smart guy, good guy. But he did what he did knowing, not that he thought his opinion was particularly more important than anybody else's. He knew it would cause a lot of attention on it. Okay. Let's talk to Alex in New York. Alex, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Hey, man.
Hey, first comment and question. I saw one of your old broadcasts with you at the anti-gun control rally. I think it was in Austin, where they're chanting, no more guns. No, Hitler was for gun control. I thought that was hilarious.
I led the march. I got in front of their march and led their march saying, here come the Nazis for gun control. Needless to say, they didn't have another anti-gun march after that. I went to every Million Mom, every one of their little marches, and ruined them.
Right,
we had these old women try to ram us with a car, and the police arrested them. It's
funny. But I was wondering what exactly happened between you and Greg Sestinsky, because I know they exaggerate a lot of the Vatican involvement, but a lot of stuff that they say is true. So I thought it was weird.
I don't listen to him or watch him. I literally don't pay attention. So I don't know. Somebody called me and he was bashing me. I really don't even care, sir, and I appreciate your call. Listen, I think every day when I go to bed about how blessed my life's been and how wonderful my wife and family are, and just how much I love God. And my idea of living high on the hog was eating some cheese enchiladas with beef tips on it about 5 minutes ago. And so I'm not in this to be a big shot or a big wig. I need to stay big to stay alive right now, but that's basically it. A lot of other people just spend their entire lives attacking me because they hate my name being brought up to them every day. They hate hearing my name constantly. They ought to be glad. I'm waking up a lot of people with your help, and I've been trailblazing this thing, and I've been, by sheer force of will and the energy God gives me, beating my brains out. I mean, folks, I got home at 3 o'clock in the morning last night. I mean, I work savagely. And I try to talk about that to be an example to you. I mean, I savagely fight the info war, okay? And I can do it a lot smarter, and I'm trying to. I've learned to be fearless. And that's why people have rallied to what we're doing. And now we have encouraged, I'm very proud of it. I'm not a proudful person, but I'm very proud of all the people we've woken up and all the people we've gotten to become activists and leaders. It's sad to me a lot of times to see some of them turn against me later, but that's like a father having his son turn against him. You know, when this kid's 15 years old, they come back later and apologize. It's okay. So, again, this movement hasn't been as successful as it could because they can't help themselves. They're in it for the wrong reasons, and all they do is sit on the telephone attacking other members of the Patriot community. We don't do that. Okay?
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul taste like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades, and it's Atomic Age. It's Atomic Age, we're renegades. We're renegades, and it's Atomic Age. It's Atomic Age, we're renegades. Since the prehistoric ages and the days of ancient Greece, walk down to the Middle Ages.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I got to start getting into these clips. Now, I could talk for hours about this, but basically, Cavuto gets Ron Paul on and talking about the Brown family in New Hampshire, and he keeps saying, well, how will we run the country? You're not for any taxes. And Ron Paul says, we didn't have the income tax till 1913. And by the way, they didn't start really using it and charging it until during World War II and then after. It was only about 2% until then. Ron Paul's like, how do we build this capital? How do we do any of this? This is a fact. This isn't a wives' tale. You can put this in your pipe and smoke it. You can go research this. The income tax goes to pay the debt to the private banks that own the country. Why do we pay the banks? Because they bought off the government and had the government hand over the power to issue money and credit to them. It'd be like if I showed up and paid off the mayor of Austin to make me the king of Austin. He couldn't legally do it, but if the people bought into it, he could. And then I just claimed I owned everything. The income tax is paid to foreign banks predominantly. It doesn't run anything. Ronald Reagan's own commission showed that in 81. Okay? It doesn't run anything. There are hundreds of other taxes. What do you think property tax and the all the other taxes and all the other things you pay into the federal government? There are hundreds of taxes. A lot of them are unconstitutional, too. But there are quite a few that are constitutional. By the way, the income tax first showed up in the Communist Manifesto. Again, because it was written by the globalists as a way to consolidate. They say we want a central bank, an income tax, a property tax, public schools, get you in the system. And again, it's bigger than just communism. That's one flavor of the New World Order, and they want this in place. But Cavuto knows he's got an idiot audience who's sitting back going, how are we going to have money if we don't have the income tax? Here it is.
Okay, well, this is Ed Brown. He and his wife have been convicted of tax evasion for refusing to pay Uncle Sam. They're holed up in their New Hampshire home, threatening violence if the feds come to arrest them. This is Ron Paul. He is a Republican congressman from Texas, and he's running for president of the United States. And he says that those people who won't pay their taxes should be compared to Gandhi and Martin Luther King. He's here to explain. All right, these guys are holed up in there, and they're heroes to you. Right, Congressman?
Wrong. I've never said that because I preach nonviolence. That's what Martin Luther King preached, and that's what Gandhi preached. That's what Lysander Spooner preached. So, no, I don't advocate violence at all. And people who resist the law and challenge bad laws, which I think the IRS is, they're capable of passing and regulating bad laws. So people have an obligation, if they feel that there's an injustice, to stand up, but they have to bear the consequences.
So, Congressman, you're not saying Ed and Elaine Brown can be compared to Gandhi.
I never said that. Matter of fact, I know very little about that case. I've never talked to them. I don't know the details. And I think that there's been some misstatements made about that.
Okay, so you did these statements that you did apparently linked to that, you're saying that is not the case.
No, because I've never advocated violence. I don't believe in violence, but I believe in civil disobedience.
Okay.
But you have to do that with the realization that you could end up in prison. But, you know, we're talking about laws that are unjust laws. We're talking about an unconstitutional approach to collecting taxes.
So you don't believe that you don't believe anyone should pay taxes?
Well, I think if you don't like the tax law, you should change it. That's why I run for Congress, and that's why I run for the presidency, to get rid of the IRS, because the assumption
is... These guys are going one better, though, Congressman. They don't want to pay taxes.
Well, I don't want to pay it either. I'd like to get rid of the IRS. I want to get rid of the income tax. I want to repeal the 16th Amendment. But you have to realize, and let me finish, if you will, the system has worked unconstitutionally because everybody who challenges the law is considered guilty because and they have to prove themselves innocent. They start off with a guilty plea. That's the way the tax code works. And I challenge it on constitutional basis. I challenge it on economic basis. And I just don't think it's part of the American system. Spirit. We've only had this income tax for
Congressman,
of years.
I want to be clear. So you're saying you're against taxes?
Stay there. See, Cavuto keeps going, taxes. No, this private tax to the Federal Reserve that's only been around since 1913, and we've only been paying about 2% since the late 1940s. Okay, Cavuto, and you know that, you pig.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple, step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedic Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
All right, continuing with these clips. So Caputo just keeps leaving it real simple, and these propagandists know that. They are playing with the lowest common denominator, the general public, who just hear they don't want to pay their taxes. Sounds like Ted Kennedy. Again, if you really listen to Fox News and take the, you know, some of the basic buzzwords out and then listen to everything else you're saying, it's like it's Hillary Clinton or something. But again, they just say they're conservative, so it fools everyone. So here is Cavuto, like he's shocked, like, oh, so you don't think anybody should have to pay their taxes. You don't think they have to pay their fair share, their taxes. When every dime of the income tax, every dime, goes to pay interest on the national debt. Why is there a debt? Because to issue currency, the government agrees to go into debt. When the government just issued the currency before for free, as a mode of exchange, this is how the money changers took over. And Cavuto knows this. He does an economics show, an economy show. He leaves it real simple. Again, just snickering, laughing at the fools that watch it and believe it, loving the deception. Let's go back to it.
No, I didn't say that. But I'm against the income tax, and I'm against most taxes.
Understood.
But I'm,
understood.
But I'm,
okay.
Now, these but I'm people, for limited government. I'm for limited
I
government.
I got you. You've been consistent on that. I'm sorry, sir. I want to stick on message here because these folks, Ed and Elaine Brown, have said, and I quote here, all police officers today in this nation are mercenaries, talking about the threat that the police might try to force them out of their home. They are all guns for hire.
All right, stop. Number one, he lied about what Ron Paul said about the Browns. Now he's lying about the Browns. They said it on the show. I have the AP quotes. He said the federal marshals and anybody out there sneaking around their property are mercenaries, and they went on to say that a lot of our police are good people and aren't. Another lie from Fox News, the anti-American scum channel that's behind Hillary Clinton. Back to him.
Well, those words that I wouldn't use. I don't know anything about what they're up against because I don't know the case. I'm just opposed to the tax system, and I want to change it. Some people will do it my way legislatively. Others will do it by practicing civil disobedience, but they have to realize what the consequence could be. And just think of it. See if you can comprehend how Martin Luther King tried to change some very bad laws. And I think we have some very bad tax laws, and
but
I want them changed.
Congressman, if everyone in the country were to say, I'm practicing my civil right here to say taxes are wrong. I'm not going to pay them. Pretty soon, we wouldn't be able to
Good
pay
pause.
For that building.
See, pretty soon, we wouldn't be able to pay for that building you're sitting in. Back it up 10 seconds. I want people to be able to hear that. Sorry. See, again, if people don't pay their taxes, see how it's a possessive term he's using. It's all psychological warfare. Their taxes. Oh, if people don't pay their taxes... Yeah, I think a lot of these constitutional taxes are way too high because it funds all the CPS and for cops to come knock on your door and just say, mind if we search for drugs, treating you like you're guilty until proven innocent. Yeah, the government's got way too much money. And now they've gotten so corrupt, they're just handing over the whole infrastructure to foreign banks. Folks, we're in crisis mode. What can't the illegal aliens get about that, that they're being used by the New World Order to bring down America? What can't the cops get about this? The government's gone bad. You need to stop going along with it. What can't you get through your head? Back to Ron Paul.
I think we have some very bad tax laws, and I want to
Congressman,
change.
If everyone in the country were to say, I'm practicing my civil right here to say taxes are wrong, I'm not going to pay them. Pretty soon, we wouldn't be able to pay for that building you're standing in.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't be able to pay for yourself. We wouldn't be able to pay for pretty much anything.
Well, what did they do before 1913? How did you think they built this building? Do you think they built it with the income tax? They built it with borrowed money in the 20th century and the Federal Reserve when they print the money when they need it. So, yes, I'm challenging that whole system.
All right, so you would be for... All right, Congressman, so if we get rid of the income tax, if everyone in the country takes some sort of... pride in what Ed and Elaine Brown are doing by saying they object to income tax. Everyone did that at the same time. We'd be in a hurting way, wouldn't we?
Well, no, we'd be probably in a way where the politicians would have to respond to the people. If everybody's doing it, means the government's not responding to the will of the people, and the will of the people right now on the side of they're disgusted with our taxes, and they're disgusted with the IRS, and they're disgusted with the monetary system.
But is the solution, Congressman, to say, I honorably object to paying my taxes, so I won't? Is that the solution? Do you endorse solution?
This is what, yes, I do in the Martin Luther King tradition, in the Lysander Spooner tradition, in the tradition of Gandhi, because they practice peaceful resistance in order to bring about changes. And they have brought about miraculous changes in our in society over the many, many years. So there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's in the American spirit. Why be placid and passive and say, oh, yes, you can be guilty of a crime and you prove yourself innocent. That's what the tax code does. It's about time the American people stood up and say that's not part of the system.
So if you were president of the United States, would your first statement be on January 20th? Look, you don't have to pay income taxes, nor should you.
No, I wouldn't do that, but I would certainly work with the Congress the proper way and get the Congress to pass a law to change it and to repeal the 16th Amendment. So, no, a president, you're always making the assumption that a president is an authoritarian. A president should be responsive to the government and to the Congress and to the people. But the Congress, a president like myself, even though I would believe this, I couldn't do it, but I would try to persuade people to do it, just as I do in the Congress and just as I do in campaigning for the presidency.
All right, Congressman, thank you very much. We'll see what happens to the Browns. All right, we come back.
When we get back, Paris Hilton. Again, I've got a Fox News clip we had yesterday. I never played it. It was up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Don't have time to play it. Where they just argue that, well, Cheney is above the law and Bush is above the law because they are the executive. So we disagree with Cheney saying he's outside the executive. But then they argued on Brett Hume, well, maybe because they are the supreme lawmakers, maybe they can say they're outside now. I mean, it was so sick. I mean, folks, this is dictatorship. You understand? Again, it's one thing to have a dictatorship and then to see them implement it in the classical way, which they're gearing up to do. What do you think going from 300,000 to a million-plus cops is all about? Most of them battle-hardened. Yeah, they're not here to play tiddlywinks, okay? This is very serious, folks. Now, I want to play some other clips. I don't know if I'm going to be able to play this 9/11 clip, but I have this other clip. This is Network World. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Lawyers in a how-to video as in how to avoid hiring an American. This is actually up on JonesReport.com. It hadn't gone up on Prison Planet yet. Lawyers in a how-to video as in how to avoid hiring an American. And they're talking about how to not hire Americans. This is at a big corporate job seminar. And it's just like the guy that has that show Real Money, Kramer, went on a TV show and said how he breaks the law every day and how he teaches people how to break the law and how they short the market and how they destroy stocks. I mean, folks, let me tell you something. When I say the government ships in the narcotics, they ship it in. And then they try to wage war on the smaller cartels that are shipping in maybe 10-15% of it that they don't get a cut of. When I tell you the government kidnaps children and runs snuff films and does all that, I got mainstream news. Let me tell you, folks, if you actually research, I was thinking about that in the shower this morning. I'm sitting there taking a shower, hurrying to wash my hair, get out, brush my teeth, go to work. And I was just thinking, God, the New World Order is so evil. They're so bad. How do I warn people? How do I get folks to wake up? How do I get them to take action? And I just started thinking about FBI agents. I was just like, I mean, it's really true that DynCorp and Halliburton run giant kidnapping rings. And I was thinking, God, I got those Senate hearings where they're admitting it in testimony. And I was thinking, God, they're doing all these crimes and Cheney's above the law and all these no-bid contracts to offshore corporations. And I was just thinking, God, I just pictured an FBI agent listening to my show. And I just thought, well, I'll go on there today and I'll challenge them to just check out what I'm saying. And then I realized a lot of these guys, they don't even challenge what I say. They know it's true, but they just decided to, I guess, be on the winning team, and they think this is good or something. I don't know, man. I'm freaked out. I mean, I don't know how you couldn't be freaked out. These people freak me out. But all I know how to do is stand up and fight something. I mean, I know running won't keep me safe. Believe me, fight or flight. If I thought running would keep me safe and if I thought running would be the way to handle things, I'd run. You can't run from these people. There's nowhere to run. They've already seen to that. You can only fight them. And going along with them and keeping your head down is the worst possible course. These are the bloodiest killers you can imagine. They've got to be met head on. I'm sure a lot of you have been in fights in your life or had a lot of bad things happen. Or, you know, it's like kind of being like in a burning building. There's no way out. And you're three stories up, four stories up, and you know you're going to probably break both your legs and maybe even die. But you're going to burn up if you don't jump out. You just go ahead and jump out. I mean, my back's against the wall, folks. And even if you don't know your back's against the wall, it's against it. And I want to tell the police and military, they put the same stuff in your food they put in ours. And it isn't my opinion they're poisoning it. They're doing it 1,000 different ways. It isn't my opinion these people openly say they want to kill most of us. That's what I was thinking about. I was picturing, you know, if I had the time individually to sit down with every FBI agent who's still got a soul and go, or every cop or every BATF and go, look, here's Henry Kissinger saying they want to kill half of us to start with, and how they need to forcibly sterilize, and how the soldiers are crap, and here's all these documents, and a lot of them would just say it wasn't real and would refuse to look at it. Others would say, yeah, so what? Maybe that's what we need. And others would say, okay, it's bad. What am I supposed to do about it? I don't know what you're supposed to do about it. I don't know what to do about it. I want to be your friend. I want to respect you. I want to admire you. I can't. I want everything to go back to being good. I want everything to be nice. I don't like this. I don't like having to get up here and call you criminals, but you got to recognize you're involved in criminal activity. Government is completely out of control. Completely. I mean, I glaze over it every day when I say the government, the UN has been caught kidnapping and trafficking from 2000 to 2002 alone in 1.1 million children and women in Central Europe alone. That's a BBC headline. Folks, when you start thinking about those numbers, but it's like the other numbers of 200 million killed by governments last century. This stuff's always ongoing. They got massacres going all over the world. The UN's running. I'm freaked out, folks. I'm real freaked out. And I can't even get my mind around 200 million killed. Let me plug a few sponsors, and then I'm going to play this audio clip and try to get to the last one we've got. Solutions from Science from Thomas, Illinois, has made this offer as easy to swallow as possible. So I've asked Solutions from Science to send you a three-month supply of their product called Chilocene and open a special line of credit for my listeners so you don't have to pay up front. It's pretty easy to have some sent to you. Just go to their website and get some, and of course, don't pay anything right now. No credit card, nothing. Just address, name. They'll send you an invoice. If you want more in 3 months, pay for what you got and get the and get your second amount. Blacklistedherbs.com. It's in 84 different types of minerals in ionic form, and I've been taking it. I'm not going to sell anything here I'm not taking. I took it before I took them as a sponsor. It's good stuff. Here's what they mean by that. Solutions from Science won't even let you pay with a credit card if you don't want to. They don't want you to run up your credit card. No, ladies and gentlemen, they are so confident that you'll like it and really have good effects and nutritive effects from it that they're going to send it to you, and then you can pay if you want more. 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365 or blacklistedherb.com. That's singular. Blacklistedherb.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. And then, of course, there is also another fabulous sponsor when it comes to herbs, and that's researchedherbs.com. Hundreds of great products, and their best-selling one is Live 52, the world's best-selling liver support formula, period. It is clinically proven to be very beneficial for the liver, a herbal registered drug in 45 countries, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals, over 300 clinical trials and research studies. Live 52 neutralizes all kinds of toxins and poisons from the food you eat, the water you drink, and the air you breathe, even prescription medications, which are all sources of detrimental effects on the liver. Give them a call at 1-800-845-3841, 1-800-845-3841, or check them out online at researchedherbs.com, researchedherbs.com, 1-800-845-3841. And I really haven't properly plugged it all day. I'm going to try to do it right now. I get sick of talking about them, frankly. I just wish you'd buy them, because it's how we fund this operation, but that's secondary. The main thing is these are powerful videos. I mean, my police state trilogy, I've got Marines training to put you and your family in camps and take your children from you. Okay? That's in Police State 2000. I got Delta Force trying to bribe police chiefs and blowing up buildings in Texas, and terrorizing the public by design. Now they've announced what we told you back in 99, what it was for. Military occupation of the U.S. Those three films, 45% off. All three films. You can get them, all three films together in a box set, 45% off. Check it out at InfoWars.com. Check out The Masters of Terror on DVD or a comprehensive annual financial reports exposed. Not a fancy name, but powerful info. Find out about the double set of books and how foreign corporations literally own 75% of the country. When I made the film, it was 70%. Now it's over 75%. There's no reason to even have free markets. See, once they get to about 90%, it's over. You better get that DVD. You need to get all the other great DVDs I carry by other researchers, like Loose Change Second Edition or 9/11 Demolitions. It's all there at InfoWars.com. Riddles and Stone, American Freedom to Fascism, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. You can call that toll-free number. They can answer your questions, even if you're going to order online, or you can order via credit card over the phone, or they can also give you the mailing address, 888-253-3139. You can also write to us to order the books and videos at 3001 Shelf Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, if you miss the address, you want to ask about different combos, different specials, different discounts, some of my films as low as $5.95 a piece, you can just call that toll-free number. They can answer your questions there as well. 888-803-4438 or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or, of course, prisonplanet.tv. All 15 of my films, all of my documentaries, my TV show, my in-studio reports, special reports, thousands of them. It's prisonplanet.tv, a factory of resistance. You can go get a membership there, burn them to disc, give them to people. If you have a membership and haven't, use the membership. Use it to burn disc. Please get the word out that way. Prisonplanet.tv. Any specialty topic you want, from Israel and what's happening over there, to taxes, to the occult, prisonplanet.tv. Final segment, I'm going to come back and play this clip where the lawyer is teaching everybody how to get around the law and not hire U.S. citizens.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
It's really simple. Foreign interests came in, bought up the country, took over our banking system, took over the Federal Reserve, set it up. And they're in the final phases of looting us out right now, and they're going to leave behind a big police state so we can't come after them. You understand, cops, military, FBI, you're just a rear guard retreat group. You're just defending the retreat in the orderly implosion of the country. So enjoy yourselves. This is out of Network World. It's up on JonesReport.com. Lawyers in a how-to video as in how to avoid hiring an American. Watch this video and keep in mind, the next time you hear a high-ranking tech industry titan such as Bill Gates complain that he simply cannot find qualified American employees, and therefore the country needs more HB1 visas. You'll see a panel discussion that looks like a sit-down with the families of the Sopranos, only instead of talking about organized crime, these lawyers are discussing the ins and outs of helping employers sidestep immigration law. And that's globalism. Not just that it's good for the companies. They want to destroy the middle class here. And they always say the illegal aliens want to pick, you know, strawberries and things. The main deal on that immigration bill was unlimited skilled visas. Okay, let's go ahead and go to the tape. Here it is.
Okay. So, we're now in the recruitment phase. We're starting out the perm process. We've spoken with the HR manager. We've spoken with the employee. We've spoken with the immigration specialist. And we are ready to roll here. We're starting the recruitment campaign. And the person calls in and speaks to Jen Peck. Jen, what type of recruitment is required for the perm process?
The last required recruitment step is 2 Sunday advertisements in a newspaper of general circulation in the area of employment. In the Pittsburgh area, we typically use the Post-Gazette or the Tribune Review. Now, the wage that's being offered to the foreign national as part of the green card process must only be included in the internal posting, and that's the document that you hang on the bulletin board.
So, Jen, putting all that together, what is our, if we would have a sort of a standard three options, what do we typically use as our 3 other recruitment sources?
Most of the time it would be the newspaper's website when it's posted there in conjunction with the physical print ad, a local newspaper, and employer's website. Those are the ones that I see most often.
Yeah, because our goal here, of course, is to meet the requirements, number one, but also do so as inexpensively as possible, keeping in mind our goal. And our goal is clearly not to find a qualified and interested U.S. worker. And, you know, that, in a sense, that sounds funny, but it's what we're trying to do here. We are complying with the law fully, but our objective is to get this person a green card and to get through the labor certification process. So certainly we are not going to try to find the place where the applicants are going to be the most numerous. We're going to try to find a place where, again, we're complying with the law and hoping and likely not to find qualified and interested worker applicants. So that's the process that we will go through with you from the beginning on, where Jen or somebody else on our team will go over with you what 3 options are we going to select.
Okay. So they can claim they can't find workers. It's the same thing with polls that don't show Ron Paul. Literally, an old lady who's had 2 strokes and doesn't even know her name anymore, she's the one who gets the poll questions. I mean, that's how they run these polls. They have certain areas that know certain demographics. They're slick, folks. But again, they're like feeding on what's left of the carcass. It's all like in a 24-hour turnaround now. They're not even thinking about a year ahead. Man, when the Depression comes, it's going to be so massive. There'll just be cops everywhere in black uniforms ruling over us. But they're ruling over a dead body. I mean, they're ruling over a pile of donkey poo. It doesn't even matter. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. Another huge show tomorrow. Thank you all for tuning in. Take care.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.